believe somebody is standing in for Mr. Prokop.
I am, Ken Williams.
Absolutely. Please have a seat.
I am the CBA treasurer, and it's my privilege to be here tonight. Mr. Prokop is home ill. Good evening, board members. Dr. Gershiro, cabinet. And we thank you, first of all, for your continued work for our community. The key to any good relationship, be it husband and wife, parent to child, or employee to employer, is to have ongoing, open, and genuine communication. In Cohen Valley, I believe we enjoy good communication and relations the majority of the time. I'm here to speak to you about just one recent event in order to continue to keep that communication ongoing, open, and genuine. The attendance of the staff you see behind me was a result of an organically driven desire on their part to be heard and understood. If I wasn't here on their behalf, they would be here on their own. It is my job to accurately convey the feelings of our members when they rise to this level of district-wide concern. We are here on our own motivation and are not acting on the advice, direction, or influence of any one person or entity, just us. We care very much about the public perception of our district and are only here to speak truth to you. When I am finished speaking, I fully expect to restart meaningful conversations with you all about equitable compensation models and how we can improve our communication to avoid the need to be here en masse again. When I don't stop to listen to our members, misunderstand their intent or feelings, or make them feel as if they haven't been heard, these folks let me know about it. While it may not feel good at the time, in the long run, it is important that I understand them. That is why we are here tonight, to make sure you understand and hear us. When one employee group receives something the others don't, in our world, that is referred to as disparate treatment. Now, cabinet and superintendents are entitled to earn a fair wage, receive earned step and column increases and raises. However, when they are the only employee group to have their salary schedule extended once maxed out at the top of their salary schedule, Cajon Valley, we now have a problem. Not having our salary schedule extended makes us feel even more unvalued. When you realize that during bargaining, we were told that there absolutely were no funds for any more salary increases above and beyond what was offered for step and column and raises. It seems that only applied to non-cabinet level employees. Add the facts that according to the latest San Diego County Schools Management Salary Survey conducted by the County Office of Education, nearly every cabinet level position salary in Cajon Valley is ranked either first, second, or third of those positions tracked. Superintendent of Ed Services, second. Assistant Superintendent of Personnel, second. Chief Technology Officer, number one. Superintendent, difficult to determine, but top three is close. The only Cajon Valley certificated top 10 ranking in the county takes CBA members 27 years to reach. And those of us who survived that long do thank you for that. But again, this at best makes us seem much less of a priority to you. How else can we see it? All the cabinet worked very, very hard. All the folks behind me worked very, very hard. We all deserve equal treatment. We wouldn't be here on a Tuesday night if this wasn't important for us to communicate to you. Instead, we'd be home planning, grading papers, and responding to parent requests for contact. We want to truly believe Cajon Valley is the best place to work, live, and to raise a family. By showing up tonight, we hope we have openly communicated to you our concerns so that we can get back to the important job of serving our students. We ask that on this topic, we start having direct, hard conversations that we both know will help us solve this and the many problems that also arise throughout the year. We know when both sides consider each other's positions and truly listen to one another, we accomplish great things. We look forward to discussing possible solutions that will help lessen our feelings of not being valued. We will now quietly leave. These folks have not been home yet, and most have work still to do, something that I know every 2 weeks you are very familiar with. We appreciate your thoughts.